If you got your Bibles, would you turn with me into Hebrews 10:35? This makes the fourth Sunday on this, and it'll go different. Hebrews 10:35. I'm dealing with faith. I don't know how far I'll get in this. Now Jude, over there, he said, let us contend for the faith. It was once delivered unto the saints. Contend for it, reach for it, grasp yes. for it, believe for it. Sometimes you've got to fight the good fight of faith. How many knows that? There's a fight in this thing. There is a struggle in this thing. Sometimes to hold on to your faith. We've got an enemy. Did you know that? He don't like us to make progress in the Lord. He don't want us to serve God and be happy.
Right.
I'd like to deal, hold your place right there, Hebrews 10:35. I'd like to deal on hold on to your faith and don't let it go. Hold on to your faith and don't let it go. Hold on to everything that God has done for you. Everything that He has shown you. Hold on to everything that God has given you. Don't let the devil take it away from you. Don't ever let the spirit of doubt and unbelief rob you.
Right.
It's a spirit. The enemy is very sly. When temptations and trials come, that's when he begins to talk to you. And if you let him, he'll blind you to God's grace yeah. and God's call.
Amen.
Did you know that you will act on what you believe?
Yes.
It pays to have our knowledge right.
Right.
It pays to think right. And the only way you can think right is right here in the precious Word of God.
Yes.
Lord, let my thoughts be upon you and upon your Word. And if my thoughts are right, my belief will be right.
Yes.
And my actions will be right.
Wow.
I'll do right.
Right.
If I've got God on my side and I've got His Word down in my heart, I know that I've got His touch and His Spirit with me. There is another enemy. He'll whisper you to you. He'll lie to you. Mm-hmm. When temptations, trials, and troubles come, make up your mind, I'm going to serve the Lord. You've got to make up your mind. I'm going on. Now look at verse 35, 10 and 35. Cast not away, therefore, your what?
Confidence.
Your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. All right, you may be seated. I'm not sure I pushed record on this. Precious God. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Yes.
We are none of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, if you still got your Bible, if you don't want to turn, that's fine. Hebrews 3:6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, or we are his house. Whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Did you notice the word of holding fast? Hold on with everything you've got. Hold on to what God has done, what God is showing you, what He has given to you.
Yes.
It's no time to doubt out. What is the Holy Ghost saying to us in these verses? No matter what comes or what goes, No matter what you face in life, temptations and trials, you cannot lose heart.
Yes.
Don't lose heart and draw back. You must put your faith in God's word and go on.
Amen.
And do not let up. Regardless of your troubles, regardless of your trials, hold on to your faith and say, Lord, I still believe and I am trusting in you.
Yes.
So what is faith? It's not only believing God, but it is trusting Him as you obey.
Yeah.
Children, we are all under the gun in one way or the other.
Right.
We're pressed on every side. We have our battles and afflictions. Some are going through the fire right now. You might say, how can I make it? I don't want to lose heart and sink and go down.
Right.
Put all of your confidence and trust in the Lord and you will make it through.
Amen.
The Lord said, I'll take you through.
Right.
Cast not away.
Cast not away.
Therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. I was looking at that word cast. Cast away. You know, sometimes we can develop an attitude inside. We might not go through the actions of it.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Who's ever had the devil? You tell me where this is going before. Who's ever had the devil to tell you, why don't you just throw in the towel?
Throw it in. That's right. Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's a turning out. Nothing's going any good.
Yeah.
Listen. There's one thing in literally casting something. Literally. But some of us, in our attitudes, when it gets real hot, the devil's on us and we're going through the fire, and it's temptation after temptation and trial after trial, things, afflictions hit, and after a while, inside of us.
Come on, bless him, Lord.
Inside of us, we let loose. What's the use? We come to church.
Come on.
We might sing our song.
Bless him, Lord.
We might go through the motions. But inside, we let loose. Just, what's the use? Nobody knows it. I'll just come and I'll go through the actions.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Come on, brother.
Tired of the battle.
Come on.
Tired of the fight.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Tired of the struggle.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Stick your hands to him right now. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, I don't want to cast away. Thank you, Lord. What you've shown me, what you brought me through already, what you brought me out of, how you've supplied my needs until this present time. I've got food, I've got clothing, I've got a house to live in. I'm able to come through those doors. You've been good to me. And if I can get to the point that I say it's worth serving him just for the simple fact that he saved my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that he saved me and it's worth going on. Come on, it's worth every battle that we come through. Oh, Jesus, and every struggle. Oh, blessed Lord, to know that we got a better place to go to. Heaven will be our home if we'll hold out and endure unto the end. The Bible said, him that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Don't cast away your confidence. Say, Lord, you've been with me before. You've helped me before. You brought me through before. I believe you'll do it again.
Right.
He'll supply every need according to his riches in glory. By Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I've been down. Paul said, I know what it is to be abased. I've had the devil to knock my feet out from under for me, and I know how it is to be at rock bottom. He said, I also know how it is to abound. He said, I've had my mountaintop experiences. I have felt the Spirit and the power and the glory of the Lord. I've seen His glory. I've seen His work. I felt His anointing. I've seen Him move and touch. But He said, I have learned in whatsoever state that I am, therewith to be content. It ain't over. I'm telling you, when the devil tries to tell you it's over and you're going down and you'll never make it, and he whispers to you, he sits on your shoulder, he shows you the negative, he shows you the bad, the dark, and the bleak, and he says you just as well should cast away your confidence. It ain't doing you any good, and nothing's getting any better. But I got news for you. It's Joshua the Oak says, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord, and I'm going to serve Him until the day that He calls me home. Ain't you got an attitude like that? It's the devil causing the trouble. It's not God. Let not a man say when he's tempted that he's tempted of God, for God does not tempt any man, but we are tempted when we're drawn away of our own lust and enticed. It's the devil that's a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. He's a stealer. Hey, Lord, he paints. When he paints it in black. He paints it in the negative. I got news for the devil. Hey, Lord, I've come this far by faith, and I'm going to hold on. I ain't going to cast away my confidence now, because my God has proved Himself unto me over and over and over. I am a winner. I'm more than a conqueror through Him that loved me and gave His life for me. The cross proves it, and the blood proves it. He's alive. I raise you on a hand. My Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus is alive. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't cast it away.
No.
Blessed.
I'm talking about your attitude in here.
Blessed be the Lamb.
Hello. Oh, God. The Bible speaks of a tried faith.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Every one of us is going to be tried.
Right.
Best description I give to you on this, I thought of it about many, many times. Before man was ever created, before Adam and Eve ever came along, before the first human was ever created, there was a war in heaven. Lucifer, the highest angel that God had, rebelled against God. He was decked out with all kind of jewels, and the tabrets and the pipes was in him. Music was built in Lucifer. He was over the angelic choir in the heaven and directed the angelic choir in praise and in worship to God. But he, with all of his wisdom, he was lifted up in his beauty and in his pride. And he decided that he would go and he would talk to all the other angels. He persuaded a third of them, we can overcome God. I can be like God, Isaiah 14. And I'll make my throne above the stars of God in the regions of the north. I will be like the Most High. And a third of the angels rebelled with Lucifer. And you know what God did? Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the heaven. How many's ever seen a streak of lightning? It's already gone. He said, I saw and I beheld him cast down to the earth. Revelations 12 says, woe to the inhabitants of earth and of the sea, for Satan is come down unto you with great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. Whether you realize it up or not, we are up against it. The devil does not want you serving God. He don't want you happy. He don't want you being saved. He don't want you having the joy joy of the Lord. He does not want you singing. He doesn't want you playing music. He don't want you a preaching and a teaching. He'll try to rob you of your gifts and of your talents. He'll say, what's the use? Sit down and just dry up. Hey, Lord, you know why the Lord allows us to be tried as by fire? Is because every one of us have a free will and a choice we make in life. Everything that we have, we make a choice whether we're going to serve God or not. So the reason that we go through the fire is the Lord does not want another rebellion in heaven. He does not want another Lucifer in heaven. So when I go through the fire, hallelujah, the afflictions and the temptations and the trials, when I have to sling the devil off on this side and fight on this side, and when he tells me just to give in or give up and go back to the world and return back to the hog slop, hey Lord, I'm telling you, God already has judged. He isn't judging me. He looks at his son and he says, look at Tommy down there. He's down. He's been hit right to the very bottom. But look at him getting back up. He don't feel like it. He don't feel like it. Oh, I'm telling you, you can't go by feelings. The just shall live by their faith. Raise your little hand. If you go by feelings, the devil will defeat you. There's sometimes you get up in the morning and you don't even feel sane. But I thank God for those times when you keep a pressing on and believing in the Lord, and the power and the Spirit of God comes down. I feel something down on the inside of my soul. I've got a connection to heaven, and the devil's a liar.
That's right.
Devil's a liar.
So why do I go through the fire?
Glory to God.
Because when I get all the way to heaven, God don't have to worry about me turning bitter.
Oh.
The Lord don't have to ever worry about me developing something bad in here and blaming him.
Blessed be God.
Come on.
Have your way.
Come on. It ain't God's fault when we're buffeted. It ain't God that's slapping you around. It ain't God causing bad things to happen. It ain't God's fault. But when I hold on to him, and one of these days you say you proved your faith, you wasn't perfect, son, but you had a heart to get right back up, raise your head and praise him. Hallelujah. You did not let the devil take you out. You did not listen to the devil and stop serving me. You kept right on and going when the fire was the burning the hottest. When the smelter melts the gold. When the gold, the ore is dug out of the earth. It's taken into the shop. It's put into a crucible within the furnace. And the smelter, he begins to turn the heat up and turns the fire up hotter and hotter and hotter. Sometimes, have you ever had a cry in your heart? Say, how long, oh God? How much longer, oh Lord? I'm going through the fire. You know what that smelter does? He turns the heat up red hot. And you know what it does for that ore? You know what it does for that gold? It brings the impurities up to the top. The dross comes up out of the gold. Hallelujah, the hotter the fire. All the impurities work its way up to the top. And he takes that big old iron scoop and he scoops up all the dross and takes it away from the gold. You know what it is then? The gold has been purified. The fire, hallelujah, the fiery trials is to try us as though some strange thing is happening to us. But it is found in the praise, glory, and honor at the appearing of Jesus Christ. When he comes, I'll say, I'm glad I hung in there. Raise your head and praise him. I'm glad that I held on. I'm glad that I kept on believing.
and I'm trusting in God. I'm a glad that I served him in spite of it all.
Amen.
So the smelter, when he looks in there, and that's just like Jesus when he sees his own reflection in his own image.
Thank you.
Turns the fire out.
Blessed.
We become a vessel of honor. A vessel he can use.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
A vessel he can put his spirit in.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I've seen your suffering. I know all about your trials and your past. But look at you today. You held on, and I'm making something out of you.
Yes.
Holy God, holy.
Glory, glory, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
I tried to fade. Peter writes it this way when we're suffering. He said, 1 Peter 1:5-9, we are kept by the power of God through faith. See it? Don't cast your faith away. Don't cast your confidence away. Don't do it, because we're kept by God's power through that faith. We go through seasons of trial, and we're in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of our faith, being more, much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, if we will just hold on, it will be found in the praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You talk about a joy of praise when he honors us with his glory.
Amen.
Mary told me yesterday, she's really been going through it. Of course, I have too. I told the Lord, I said, you know, we're one flesh. What hurts her hurts me. She suffers. I suffer right with her. That's the way Jesus feels about his church. She broke down going through the kitchen yesterday, crying. She said, you know, said, I heard you tell the story. And this really happened to this man. He was on his deathbed. The Lord raised him up and healed him. He said, but while he was there at death's door, he was able to look into Jesus' face. He couldn't tell everything about him, but he says, I remember it was the Lord's face. He said, what struck me was, he said, I looked into his eyes. He said, I could never, ever describe to you the love that I saw in his eyes. He said, in that vision, he said, it was like looking into wells of living love in his eyes. A love, he said, I can't describe it. Right before he raised me up off of the sick bed and healed me, he said, it's a love I could never tell you. Like wells of living love in his face. Mary walking through the kitchen, she said, you know, I long to see him. I want to see him and look upon his face. That's a desire.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
Amen.
He's precious. He's good.
Amen.
He's worthy of our all of our praise and worship.
Yes. Yeah.
Nothing lacking in him.
Right.
Oh God. Hebrews 10:21. And having an high priest, which is Jesus, over the house of God, let us draw near. Let us draw near. With a true heart and full assurance, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised.
Amen.
What do you think of, Brother Jason, when somebody wavers? They're this way. After a little while, they're this way. Back and forth. When things go good, I'm able to stand straight. I'm able to praise him.
Yes.
I can sing his praise and I can worship. But when the way gets dark,
come on, way gets
and
dark.
When trials come, and I'm in the valley, I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
Bless, Lord.
Is he with me? Does he still love me?
Come on, bro.
Come on.
We can get there when we question.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Does he still care? Yes, he cares.
Right.
Yes, he cares. Cat's not away. I can't get over that. You tell me where it's all going. What did it do for Hank? It's gone.
Cast away.
Yes. Don't cast it away. God's looking right down in here in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anything turn you bitter.
That's right. Come on.
Don't let anything dampen your faith. Afflictions, trials, sickness. I'm glad you're healthy. Praise God. Every one of us have our trials.
Oh, yeah.
But through it all, I sing that song, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to trust in God.
Yes.
Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word.
Yes.
And you say, Jesus, from here on out, it's the old enemy whispering all of this doubt and everything, making everything look bleak. I ain't going to live. I ain't going to make it. Come on, raise your little hand and say, I know he's with me.
Yes.
I know you're with me, Jesus. You're a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. My Lord, others might walk out. They might turn and they might not understand you. But Jesus said, I called you. Hallelujah. I saved you. And I know exactly where you're at. And I still care. No matter how you feel, your feelings will let you down. But know this for a fact, I love you.
Praise the Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Draw near. Hold fast. Hold your confidence. Faith does not always take you around pain. It'll not always take you out of troubles and suffering. But it will keep you through it.
Right. Amen. Right. Amen.
It doesn't get rid of all opposition. But it'll give you that inward strength to endure and keep right on going because of the blessed hope inside.
Amen.
It ain't always going to be bad.
That's right.
You're right. Hallelujah. John the Beloved wrote it this way, 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So it sounds like you're born again and Jesus lives in your heart. How can you go down?
Right.
How can you be destroyed? You won't. Praise God. Faith is not always easy.
No.
No, it ain't. Giving you easy solutions.
No.
Listen, but it forces you to keep on going. Forces you to keep on believing and keep on working until God is finished and calls you home.
Right.
Hallelujah. Every one of us has a job that God has called us to do, whether it is small or whether it's big. Every minister of God, every worker, and every witness must not let up for any reason. You are needed in this trying hour. Your church and your precious brothers and sisters need you.
Yes.
And can I tell you, they want you. You ain't the only one going through it. Your enemy, the devil, would like to take your troubles and trials and blind you with them. And close you up and shut you up and snuff you out. Take that light out of you through discouragement.
Right. Right.
He'll tell you, you ain't doing any good, you ain't making any progress, things ain't getting any better. Really?
Come on, bro.
But listen to the Holy Ghost in 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Your work, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Some of us have worked for many, many, many years. And can you say, for the grace of God, I'm going to keep right on working. I'm going to keep right on singing and doing what God's called me to do. My labor is not in vain. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I know I'll get my reward one of these days. Hey, when I stand before the judgment seat of Christ and I'm judged of all that I've done. And every prayer that I prayed, every song that I've sung, every testimony that I've given, every time that I prayed a prayer, hey Lord, to reach out and encourage somebody else, I'm going to tell you, you are important today, and God has not forgotten your work and your labor.
Hey Lord,
He ain't forgotten. It's written in the book of life, in God's book of works.
Hallelujah.
It's there. It's there. It's there.
Keep them track.
Don't let the devil blind you and tell you that your work is not any good. He'll do it if you let him.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, blessed Lord.
Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well doing.
Well doing.
For in what?
Due season.
We shall reap.
If we faint not.
If we what?
Faint not.
If we faint not.
Yes.
You'll reap if you don't faint.
Right.
Now this faint in the Hebrew, the Greek here. Have you ever looked up the word weary?
Come on.
Be not weary. It means to get tired of the struggle and tired of the fight. Your strength and patience inside is drained down. Through the same old troubles, you can lose the freshness and the zeal when you don't see improvement and things getting better.
Right.
Many of God's good people and His workers at times face a burnout. They face a burnout.
Yes.
Thank God. Look at the word faint. Weariness leads to faintness. Faintness in the Greek means don't lose heart.
Right.
Don't let your hands go limp. Don't let them hang down. Get them back up there. Lift them back up. Confirm your feeble knees. It's time to rise back up in the spirit to the call of God.
Right.
Keep on praying, singing, shouting, praising, and worshiping God. Get in the service. Devil, you just as well to get behind me. I'm going to get in the service. Keep on working in the ministry and put your whole heart in it until Jesus comes. There is no time to let up. Don't get weary now. Don't let the devil burn you out. Hallelujah to God. Get in there and say, I'm going to hold on to my faith and be steadfast. I'm going to make sure that I get my reward.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hope this is helping somebody. If you're not here, you don't need this message. Hang on. You might later.
I need it later.
Yes.
Don't ask me where it's going.
Come on.
Dead faith. A dead faith. I don't want a dead faith. The Apostle James wrote to God's people. Now listen. James 2:14. What doeth it profit, my brethren, though a man say that he hath faith and have not works?
Have not works.
Can faith save him? He says he's got faith and there's no works. Can his faith save him? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Again, I say, it's not enough just to believe in God. You got to do something. Your actions will prove what you believe and what you think.
Right.
Yes, it will.
Bless him, Lord.
I know this ain't a shouting message. It's real quiet.
Come on.
Holy God. It's true. If a brother or sister's naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works to back it up, is dead, being alone. This is more than just feeding somebody hungry. It goes much deeper and covers every area of our life. Faith, if it hath not works, no actions, is dead. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? James was a saying, you can believe God, you can believe his word, and every promise, but if you don't act on it, your faith is dead.
Yeah.
It's dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got to launch out. You've got to press out.
Right.
You've got to go on. When you don't feel like it. Hey, Lord, when you're fighting the spirit of doubt and the spirit of unbelief, he'll come.
That's right.
It shows up its ugly head when you're going through your trial. You got to go on anyhow. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Let's consider being in a boat, Brother George and Brother Jason and Brother Kevin. Let's get in a boat right now. They ain't got no motor on. It's got two oars. A Christian man was hired by the State Park Service to paddle tourists in a boat across the lake. He really wanted to be a witness for God, whom he loved and he served. In order to witness to those people and tell them about Jesus, he used the two oars for an illustration. One oar, he said, I call faith. The other oar I call works. So he explained it this way. Listen, everybody. If I only use this one oar called faith to believe, it would get me nowhere and would do me no good. I would go in a circle out here in the middle of this lake. If I only went through the motions, you hear it? I was only going through the motions of using the oar of works and did not really believe in God, I would go in the opposite direction and never make it across to the shore on the other side.
Right.
That's the way it is in our spiritual life. We've got to have a desire in our hearts. And if we really, really, really believe in God, put our trust in him,
come on,
and use both oars.
That's right.
We'll make it.
Amen.
Raise your hand and praise him. Brother Jason, we're going to make it. Hallelujah. We'll never die in the deep waters of this world. But we'll please the Lord and make it all the way to our blessed heavenly home. Faith moves God. But you got to believe him and act upon his word. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. If you get tired with that old oar of works, hand it to me. I'll get in there and I'll paddle the water with you. Hey, Lord, your faith will help me. You got the oar of faith and you're believing in God. It makes a difference when you're around people that believes in the Lord. It makes a difference, all the difference in the world. When you get around and you hear the testimonies, guess what God did? Oh, he's answered prayer.
there. He healed me. He's touched me. Hey, Lord, your faith, when I see you operating it, and Brother Kevin over there working that paddle, and we're going to the other side. Hey, raise your hand. I believe together, Brother Jason, we can make it all the way to our eternal home. Come on. I'm telling us, I'm challenging us this morning to work for God. Get back in there and don't listen to the devil. Your work and your labor is not in vain of the Lord. Your songs are still important and your praises is still important. I'm going to serve him. Give him a hand clap. Oh, praise the Lord. Alicia, we're not home. I can see the finish line. I see Jesus. Hey, Lord, we're encompassed about with so great cloud of witnesses. I believe they're gazing over. Hallelujah. From glory. And they're looking at us and saying, we made it home. I stay in the race. I keep on fighting and run. Hallelujah. You can make it.
Yes.
Keep running, keep paddling, keep leaving God.
Yes, amen.
We're going to make it.
We're going to make it.
Thank you, Lord. How many's ever heard of a failed parachute? I wouldn't want all that things.
No.
15,000 foot in there. See y'all later. You can have all the right equipment. The cord's there and everything. You know you're going down. You're going down fast. What are you going to do?
Right.
You know, do you know, have you checked it out? Everything is exactly the way it should be. It's put together just exactly. Every snap is there just exactly. Have you checked yourself out lately?
Glory be to God. Come on.
But when you get in these conditions and everything, you know, hey, listen. I'm ready for it. I know where the cord is, and I know God's with me. You checked your parachute out lately?
Come on.
Oh, Lord. An article was found one day in the sales ads of the newspaper. For sale. A parachute. Used only once, but never opened. For some unknown reason, the man falling toward the ground never did pull the cord, and they found him dead out in the middle of the field. Listen, real faith is active. It believes and it saves not only itself, but it'll save others.
Yeah.
Many things in life cannot and will not work until you do your part. It can't turn out and it won't turn out good until you believe and do your part.
Right.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm going to say, Jesus, I'm going to do my part from now on. I ain't going to let that old devil rot me.
Thank you, Lord.
Come
on now.
I'm not taking a back seat. I'm going to close with this. Do you know that this world and others are watching us?
Yes.
They know if you're really committed to the one that you say you serve. Your church is watching you. God's people. And they can tell if you're really serving the Lord. We're the only light that our loved ones and our home and our family and our neighbors, we're the only light to show them the way. If they don't see it out of us, and they don't see the works out of us, what then? Did you know that according to the U.S. Census Bureau, 4,500 churches, Brother Jason, closed their doors across America in 2019? How many, Brother Tommy? 4,500 churches closed their doors across America in 2019. Listen, I looked it all up, to 4,000 has shut down every year since then. God help us. Why are they shutting down?
Come on.
Why are they? Are they losing their confidence, casting away their confidence because of all the bad?
That's right.
I'm not about to give up. Can you say, I'm not about, if the world situation is getting worse and worse and worse,
yeah.
How many could say, ask me for me and my house and my church? We're going to make it. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Holy God, holy God, holy God. Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord. I want to close with this. Don't let your faith die. Keep it alive. For every time that you act on your faith, it livens it and makes it come alive in you.
Yes.
Read your Bible every day and spend time with the Lord in prayer, because your works are not in vain that you're doing for God. Cast not away your competence, which hath great recompense of reward. Don't draw back. Go on. Hold on. Draw near. Be steadfast is what God is saying.
Yes.